and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God as we continue looking at our annual theme, the year of our overflow. Yes, this year God is going to make us overflow. I know you're wondering, how when will the overflow come? January is now ending. Is it still coming? Please don't hold on. Don't give up. Hold on to the confession of your faith. That is what the scripture tells us, because the one who promised is faithful. And I know you have been involved in the planting or sowing, and you don't sow today and you leave tomorrow. Let me tell you, it takes time. The only thing that you need to do, my brother and my sister, is keep hope alive. Believe that the one who promised will do it, because he is faithful. And even that which you're trusting God to overflow, be it your finances, be it in your family, be it in your business, or maybe in your job, God will surely come and will see to it, my brother and my sister, you overflow. And we are trying to see what is it that we can be able to do to experience God's overflow. Yes, we believe that God is going to overflow, is going to cause us to overflow in the areas we are believing him to. But then what's our responsibility? What do we need to do? And they want us to see the need to keep sowing. How many times do we try something once and we give up? We try something once, and if it does not succeed, if it is not successful as we anticipated or we thought, we give up. God is telling us that we are not of those who give up, but we are of those who persist. The scripture reminds us in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, and verse 6, Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 6, this is what the Bible says. It is talking about sowing. He's saying, sow your seed in the morning. Oh yes, I did that. And at the evening, let your hands not be idle. For you do not know which one will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. That is God's encouragement to us. God is telling us not to give up sowing, not to give up planting. It's true, we planted in the morning, and now it's in the afternoon, he is telling you so. It is in the evening, he is telling you so. Until you receive the produce that you're trusting God for, you have no reason to quit sowing. You have to keep on sowing. Sowing in the morning, sowing in the noontime, and sowing in the evening. We have to keep sowing. Sowing could be follow-up, maybe in our families or in the business front. You have tried the much you can to help your spouse change, or maybe to see a different perspective. The fact that you tried once or twice, or maybe you are trying to work on your children, you have given them the first warning, the second warning, and you're wondering until when. Until you succeed. That is what the Bible is saying. That you cannot afford to give up. I know you have been trying to call your customers and your prospects. You called them yesterday. You called them last week. You called them because you believe that they are going to give you business. Let me tell you, yes, they will. But don't give up calling. Don't let ego come between you and what God is about to do. Keep on calling. You cannot give up. If you're trusting God to break through for you and bring overflow, you are aware. I know you strongly believe in the principle of giving and receiving, and you've been sharing your substances with the poor, with the needy, with the church. You've been giving your resources. The scripture says, keep sowing, keep sowing. I know you have not harvested yet. I know you have not leaped yet, but God is telling you, keep sowing. You don't know whether the one you planted last Sunday or this week is the one that is going to germinate, or equally the one that you are doing now or the one that you will do this week. You cannot afford to give up until you receive the answer. Maybe for some of us, it is prayer. We have trusted God for a week. We have trusted God for a month. We are praying about the same thing, and we are wondering, God, do you even hear? Yes, there is a time I found myself asking God that question. Do you even care? Do you even hear? Let me tell you, yes, he does. And I remember that time I immediately fell on a scripture that was telling me, yes, I do. I created the hear, and I hear. My brother, my sister, unless you have received the answer, you cannot afford to give up. Are you trusting God for fruit this year in your business, in your family, in your job, in your marriage, in your finances? Yes. Just keep doing what the Lord is impressing you to do, and He will surprise you with the results. Sowing in the morning, sowing in the noontime, sowing it, you will sow until we live. We are not of those who give up, but of those who hold on to the saving of the soul. God bless you. Let us pray together. Sovereign Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we draw from your word in this year, season, that we are trusting you for overflow. Thank you for reminding us not to give up. How often do we give up because we called our prospects one, twice, or even three times? Because we tried a venture once, twice, or three times. Yes, Lord, we applied for a job once, twice, or three times and never succeeded. And we decided to throw the towel and we give up. And today your word is telling us not to give up, to sow our seeds in the morning and even the evening to do the same. I pray for myself, my brother, and my sister, that Lord, you will help us not to give up. Give us a spirit of persistency that until we receive the answer, Lord, we shall not cease praying and we shall not cease sowing and seeking your face. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother and my sister. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. Thank you for those wonderful comments. Thank you for sharing your time with me and even sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. Keep sowing. Keep sowing. What do you need to do to see the overflow? Keep sowing. God is doing something. God bless you. Have yourself a blessed week ahead and a fantastic day. You are blessed and thank you so much.